Blog Talk Radio.
Take all of me,
Everything I am, everything I have is yours. I yield to you. I surrender to you. I give my life to you. Everything I am is yours. Everything I have is yours. I'm yours. I don't hold back anything. I don't hold back anything. Everything I have, everything I am yours. I'm yours. My dreams are yours. My future is yours. My possession, yours. My family, yours. My finances, yours. My talent, my gifts are yours. My whole body belongs to you. My agenda is yours. Everything I have, everything I am, 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 everything I have, everything I am. It's yours. Yours, yours, everything I am, yours. All I want is your presence. All I want is your presence. Everything I have is yours. All I want is your presence, Jesus. I just want your glory. I just want your presence in my life. I don't care about anything else. You can do with me as you please. I am yours. Oh, Lord, I am yours. I am yours.
Lord, I love God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Oh, yeah, thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hey, thank you. Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you for the victory. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the victory right now. Hallelujah. Thank you. You're listening to Prophetic Outreach Chapel, Cleveland. That's LIMG. We're located at 12025 Griffin Avenue in Cleveland, Ohio. 444120. Our phone number is area code 216-538-0432. You have tuned in to Evangelistic Day. Amen. We have an anointed and blessed woman of God that's going to come to us. She is our own chapel mother, Marva J. Porter. We are so glad to have her. Amen. We're so glad that she's a part of us. We're going to pray to for you out there in radio land, for us here. And the next sound of my voice, after my voice, will be none other than the Honorable Evangelist Porter. Amen. Whatever you're doing, we ask you to take time out of your busy schedule just to go to the throne of grace. And you've given yourself and the world all the other times during the week. Let's take a little time out to have a little talk with Jesus. Father God, we thank you right now. We thank you for your love and kindness, Lord. We thank you how you washed over us all week long. Lord, we just want to thank you, Lord, for another chance to be in your house, another chance to praise you, another chance to magnify you. Lord, look on your saints of God all across the country. Lord, you know everyone, one by one, name by name. You know their issues. You know how to meet their needs because you're God all by yourself. We're asking you in the name of Jesus that you touch right now. Somebody needs to feel your presence right now. In the name of Jesus, somebody needs to be delivered. Send your delivering power. In the name of Jesus, oh, glory to God. Let your word go out and touch someone's heart. Let your word go out and fix someone's soul. Yes, Lord. Send on the Spirit with faith. In the name of Jesus, save the day, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We want you to save, Lord. All over the globe, Lord. In the name of Jesus, look on this woman of God. Lord, touch your mouth. Lord, open up your spirit. Let it pour out through her, Lord. Feed us today, Lord. Feed us the more, Lord. We need you right now. Lord, you are able, Lord, to pour out your spirit in this anointed woman of God. Give us what we need, Lord. Feed us today in the radio land. Feed us today, Lord, in the chapel. Let you know what we need. And we're asking you to do it for your name's sake. Do it for your glory in your Father, your eternity. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank God. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. All right, Mother. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Let's turn it off. Turn it up. Turn it off. There you go.
Praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
All coming from you this evening,
yes, Lord.
We want to thank you for everything, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We ask you, Lord, for being everything I said to you.
Yes.
Lord, with your people and your word, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And I know we got to bring the word the first time to me and then go out to the people.
Yes, Lord.
In your land. In the sanctuary.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we ask to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And you speak head over. Thank you, Jesus. We call the Lord in the morning.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus. And I open my mouth, Lord, you speak through me.
Yes.
I ask in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Jesus of Nazareth. Thank God, thank God. Amen. I'm asking First Lady to lift the scriptures for me, and then I'll take it from there.
Amen.
St. John 1:26-27. John answered them, saying, I baptize with water,
mm-hmm.
but there stands one among you whom you do not know. He, it is he who coming after me is preferred before me,
mm-hmm.
whose sandal strap I am not worthy to loose. St. John 3:16-17.
All right now.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son,
yeah.
that whosoever believes in him shall not perish,
mm-hmm.
but have everlasting life.
Everlasting.
For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world,
mm-hmm.
but that the world through him might be saved.
Yes.
St. John 10:10-11. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill
uh-huh.
and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly.
Yes.
I am the good shepherd.
Yes.
The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep.
All right.
Romans 10:8-10. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Now, John the Baptist was the forerunner of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
He came to prepare the way. He was preaching repent from your sins and be baptized.
Yes,
yes. People said that people's ready for the Messiah to come on the scene.
Mm-hmm.
And the Messiah, hallelujah, was Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And he prepared him. He prepared the way for him.
Yes.
So then God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
Yes.
His one and only son. God needed somebody to go lay it on.
Yes.
So just like John the Baptist was the forerunner for Christ, God's son is the forerunner for us.
Yes.
God's son was the forerunner for the whole world, not just for the Jews, not just for the Gentiles, but for all who call upon his name.
Yes.
And believe that he is the son of God.
Yes.
And he shall be saved. You got to believe. You got to believe that Jesus Christ is the son of God. So he came for the whole world. He didn't come in the world to condemn the world. He came in the world that through him, the word, we might be saved.
Yes.
And live a free life from sin. Now listen, Jesus came down through 42 generations.
Yes, it is.
God sent his son down through 42 generations.
Yes.
He sent it down for me, for you, for all of us. And he came into the world. To be an example for us.
Yes.
He walked the earth. He lived among men and the women.
Yes.
But Jesus was not only human, he was human and divine.
Yes, yes, yes.
Jesus came now to let us know that we can live a life.
Yes.
Free from sin.
Yes.
When Jesus came down, he was tempted by the devil.
Mm-hmm.
After he fasted 40 days and 40 nights, the devil tempted him all kinds of ways.
Yes, it is.
But he said, no, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God.
Mm-hmm.
And then only shall thou serve. So, you know, Jesus was tempted and he didn't heal. So we don't have to give.
That's right. Now.
All we got to do, the only way we would not be good, we got to trust God and believe in Jesus. Because Jesus is the anchor for this world today.
Mm-hmm.
I remember a distressing said, when Jesus was coming through, the people were crying out, and Jesus was coming through.
Mm-hmm.
Jack and Zachariah was very fat. In other words, he was real sharp.
Uh-huh.
So he couldn't see Jesus. So he sighed to get up in the second row, Jesus. So he could see Jesus when he passed by. He said, what's going on? You got to know that Jesus is coming through.
Oh, yeah.
You got up in there, and all the people were down there around about everything. But in all that, Jesus looked up and saw Zechariah on the tree.
Uh-huh.
So Zechariah, come down here.
Yeah.
I want to buy your groceries today.
Uh-huh.
Zechariah came down. He accepted Jesus.
Yes.
He told Jesus he repented of his wrongdoing.
Yes.
He told Jesus everything he wrong did, he repented. And said all that he had given to people, he's going to restore back to me.
Yes.
And he took it home for Zechariah. And Jesus said to Zechariah and all his house.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm reminded of that, that one day, I was kind of my way.
All right.
I'll let you in back. Hey, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I heard that Jesus was coming through.
All right.
In his word. Through his word, I heard that Jesus was coming through.
All right.
I decided to make Jesus my choice.
Yeah.
I gave up my way to follow my repeat.
Yeah.
I confess.
Yeah.
And I said, I see that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
Yeah.
And that he died and was again for my sin.
Yeah.
And that through him I can be saved.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I thank God that I did the same thing that I repented of everything that I had ever done. I asked the Lord to forgive me for it.
Yeah.
And I accepted it as my personal thing.
Yes, yes.
And by the word, I trust to him and his God.
Yes.
And he didn't lay me home. That song said, oh, it's Jesus.
Oh, it's Jesus.
Yes, it's Jesus.
Yeah.
It's Jesus in my soul. For his garment,
was a human being.
control of everything. Everything is God under control. I don't care what's going on. I don't care what man is saying. I don't care what woman is saying. God created Israel.
Yes, he did.
He spoke it in existence.
Yeah.
He spoke everything in existence.
Uh-huh.
So this is his work.
Yes.
This is God's work. God created his work.
Yes, he did.
And everything in it, brother, belongs to him.
Yes.
The money, the houses, the car, everything, the bank, all that stuff brings to him.
Yes.
But you feel like you can ask what you want.
Yes.
If you feel like and trust God and believe in yourself,
mm-hmm.
you can have anything your Lord desires.
Anybody.
The key to success in God is living right.
Yes.
It ain't how you can speak, how you can preach, how you can pray, how you can tell a story. It's all about his son, Jesus.
Yes, it is.
That's what it's about. We need to give Jesus what to live.
Yes.
We think we can take God for granted.
All right, now.
We take it kind of for weak.
Uh-huh.
But it's bad to fall into the hands of angry God. Now, God can get angry.
Yes.
Say, God, God ain't going to do this. God ain't going to do this to me. God ain't going to do that to me. Because God loves me. But he loves me. But he don't love me.
All right.
God loves him. Mm-hmm. He loves me. He loves all of us as God's church.
Yeah.
But he don't love me.
That's right.
Because he kicked his devil out of hell.
Uh-huh.
And you don't think he's going to get back up in hell.
That's right.
When that second time comes around, oh, my friend, Jesus Christ, that sky.
Yeah.
It's going to be all over the shadow.
All over.
All over. So I'm telling you now, you got to make your choice.
Yeah.
I'm excited to make Jesus my choice.
Thank you.
The wrong came up.
Yeah.
The pain is hard.
Yeah.
And the heel is hard to climb.
Yes, Lord.
But I'm excited.
Yes.
That I'll make Jesus my choice.
Yes, yes.
I won't turn back. I can't turn back. I'll make a call to turn back.
Thank
you. If you look at the world and say, why would you want to turn back?
Yes.
Who would want to come back out of this world? And it's great to say that you need to get your life together. Jesus on his way back.
Yes, he is.
Jesus coming back. He's coming back for the pain.
Yeah.
And when that rapture comes and Jesus Christ is coming back, he's coming in all of the world.
Amen.
With angels from all four corners of the earth.
Yes, yes.
And the world's going to be king.
Yes.
The devil gets to move for a season. And then we say, where God now be? Sometimes we say, where God now be? Hey, that the baby's got Jesus. Why is where God now? But you know what? It's a reason for everything that happens.
That's it.
We don't have to say anything, God, but he's going to make it on his sense.
That's right.
He ain't lost control.
That's right.
And nothing too hard for God.
Nothing.
God can take the impulse and make it possible.
Yeah.
He can start that impulse and nobody else can start.
Yeah.
He can open the door for you that needs to be open. He can close them that need to be closed.
That's right.
But we got to realize that we got a God to serve and a hell to serve.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people don't believe and they're only in his head. They're in the dream. A lot of people say, well, I'm living in hell now. So I'm already living in hell. But what you don't know is just a preview of the coming attraction.
Yes, it is.
Because hell is it. Boy, is it sick. The word of God says hell is it. No, I can tell. He can lead other people.
All right.
Because in the world, and I said, everybody ain't going to be sick.
That's right.
Because there wouldn't be no hell. Hell is it. No, I can tell. Everybody's not going to be saved.
That's right.
But if you confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that he died and rose again, and he said, the intersection prayerfully, you can be saved.
That's right.
You can be saved. That's first way out of being saved. But you got to change your lifestyle.
Yes.
The way you do that, you make it, you pray, you get in the Word. Let the Holy Ghost see you and everything. You get the Holy Ghost. And all the way for to be saved.
That's right now.
All the way for to be saved. Because faith ain't enough.
That's right.
People just killing the faith. They're killing up one another. Every time you turn on the news, somebody that kills somebody.
Mm-hmm.
God can stop it anytime he wants. But you have a choice. He's giving you a choice. So he's not going to force you to serve him.
Right.
He's not going to serve you to honor his son. You that you got a choice.
Just right.
You got a choice at this point in time.
Yeah.
But you ain't going to have a choice.
That's right now.
You're going to either take the mark of the beast and be lost, or either you're going to pay a great price.
Yeah. Yes, right.
People go there for a little bit. People being persecuted.
Yes.
The apostles and stuff back then that was able to persecute for Jesus. They paid the price for Jesus. And we're not really paying the price for Jesus.
Right.
We're not being persecuted like them people because they would cut off their head, stone on the staff, and do all kinds of things too. Cut off their head and give it to some out on a plaque and do it and drop dead. The Judean mom told her not to drop dead. The Lord was letting us roll it on, all in our midst, and now none of us see it. We're just taking him for granted and saying, oh, God ain't going to do nothing to me because God loves me. But God loves you, but he don't love me.
That's right.
If anybody at a time like this today, right now, would say, Lord, Jesus, I'm coming for you, humbled. I love how. I want to say, I need you.
Yeah.
Oh, but we never need you before in our life, Lord. We need you now.
Yeah.
We've been praying now.
Yes,
we
think
you got to pray like never before.
Yeah.
But you know what? God's going to bring this thing to a close.
Oh, yeah.
And now, I'm not inviting these people to get around and say, tomorrow the Lord coming. God is over there. Go over there on the square. God is over there. God, the Bible says somebody tell you, God over there. God over there next time.
That's right.
So God ain't coming back in his bed. Jesus, son, not coming back in his bed. So Jesus ain't dying there. They tell your papa, why? Don't go running down in school. They say Jesus was dying there.
Right.
I remember one time I needed his sister. She told me, and your sister, she told me one time. She said, my poor again. My poor again. What? Somebody told me that Jesus died. I said, girl, don't you need to learn? Jesus ain't down there in that square. Jesus ain't coming back in this mess. But those real people don't take it. They go down and predict that man predict till he died. Just kept predicting that Jesus, he mad people, find up all that stuff because he told that black man back there something to black out. And he told these people they go out getting bamboo, getting fine food, canned goods, everything, stashing stuff in their house, getting bamboo, getting camels and all that stuff. And then guess what? And this gentleman came to church that Sunday and said, we all went out and brought stuff. And I said, I ain't brought nothing because the world comes to me and what I'm going to do is.
Right.
But what since that meant, conversation carries the world coming in. You don't need all that. What are you going to do with it? Like on the club or something, that man be selling all this stuff to you to stack up and stuff when the world comes to you. Well, I mean, what are you going to do with it? You make it all that money off of people that's scratching you selling in the cans and stuff, boxes of stuff and stuff. You got to know the word for your man.
Amen.
You need to get a relationship with God and Jesus for your flesh.
Yeah.
Don't let me, brother, so that nobody tell you like God and Jesus. That's just like me telling you how to have a child and you never had a child. I can tell you about my pain. I can tell you how bad I hurt and stuff. But that don't mean nothing to you unless you have a child.
Oh,
you know what I'm talking about.
Well,
so if you don't have it, you don't know what I'm talking about.
All right.
You got to know where it's at.
Yeah.
You don't let nobody get you in that word.
You
study that word.
Yeah.
And you get a relationship with God and Jesus for your faith.
Yeah.
Don't let nobody tell you, because they don't know what they're talking about. Let me tell you something. You know what the word God says?
Nobody
knows when Jesus is going to return.
That's how right.
You know Jesus can say.
That's right.
Nobody knows what his father is. People be predicted, oh, next month, that man kept on predicting until he died. Finally, telling these people next week, next month, and all that stuff. And being the same thing in the world, they were the new. They didn't know what to talk about because Jesus don't know. But God's son don't know when he's coming. God going to send him back. How do we know when he's going to send him back?
That's right. That's
but they're going to be a great day.
Yeah.
They're going to be again the trials and tribulations like the devil come before in your life. Because
yeah.
If you ain't got the Holy Ghost, and you go out there, the Holy Ghost will be caught up. Because it's that same Holy Spirit that quitted Jesus going to have to quit in our heart and mind.
That's right, man. That's right.
And Jesus told his disciples when he was sleeping that he would stand up in heaven. And they were gazing up in heaven trying to figure out where Jesus was going. The angels, two angels stood by and told him, why did you stand there gazing up? It's that same Jesus that you see going out is coming back again.
That's right.
And the letter says he's coming back again.
Yes, he is.
But when he's coming back, he's going to be the rapture.
Uh-huh.
The same Christ going to rise.
All right, now.
Then the people, the saints that are gonna see people. You're gonna go, man, you go to somebody's house, and they go there to see the seal of God and they can take something. And they go, you see the people gonna be a guy comes. I'm there, God gonna be gonna stop the weather. But you won't go to the people out of the and say, I'm gonna be there and you know she's home and I can't find her nowhere. But then they're gonna be the beginning of the devilability you can see all around that.
All right.
And all that and that. Let me tell you something. All the people that they accept Jesus Christ, they say, the devil already got you.
Mm-hmm.
The devil already got you. The man has been looking for the devil.
All right.
He looked for the devil at all. They have our journey to come up. He looked for the devil everywhere. So he said, oh, man, I can't find the devil if I go to church.
Mm-hmm.
When he got to church, you know where the devil was sitting?
Okay.
Oh, the
right.
So he said, I've been looking everywhere for you. Why are you here? I thought you, I'm looking at you. He said, why would I be out there? God damn, I'm trying to bring me back
out. Wow. Yeah.
So you know if you're trying to bring the saints out, you know what's going to happen with that people that ain't accept Jesus.
Right.
So we must get a hold on ourselves.
Yeah.
We must realize this is what I'm coming to see.
Yeah.
It's a sign of time. This is man to be the baby.
Yeah.
People are saying that it ain't to be the baby. And then you know what it is to be. It's going to be a great long way of church.
Uh-huh.
It is. It is. Go to the churches. They not feel like they used to know.
Right.
People don't want to come to Sunday school. Show up where they can learn. They don't want to go to Bible study. They don't want to do none of that. And they go to church, please. So they not getting what they need. Because they don't want to come to church.
Uh-huh.
When you make up your mind you want to go to church, that you want Jesus, you won't care if ain't the one person in that church.
Yeah.
You want to go to come. You want to talk to Jesus.
Yeah.
You ain't going to be looking at Christ. Yeah. You looking for yourself that you will need Jesus more than you need anything else. And I'm ready, Lord. They accept you. I was like, we don't have to be like Sarah.
Uh-huh.
We don't have to be like I did, like Sarah did. Hey, I said, you know what, Zechariah came down and accepted Jesus' personal faith. I went to church in a revival and I accepted him as my personal faith. That was 41 years ago.
All right,
and I tell you, you want to live a good life. You want to really, really feel a good life. People think if you're in church, you don't have no fun. You can have a lot of fun. It's a lot to do in church.
Amen.
It's a lot of good things you can do and work to help and do in church. But all they think about this word, they have so the devil got these people so brainwashed that they can't see Jesus, but they have all this word. We don't need to put all this stuff out here. Cell phone, internet, of what that is, taxes, and all this kind of stuff. And they get in so much trouble. All these things is good in one way, like we talked about the lesson before, but it's bad in another way.
Because
it's kind of easy.
That's
right. You need it. And they just use it all kind of stuff. Be on that. All kind of things. All these wicked people in high place.
Yeah.
All of them. People kept doing stuff. The kids and everything. You know that ain't nothing but the devil got. The devil got their mind. Because, see, they don't want to serve God.
Right.
They don't want to reverence his son, recognize his son. So they just hang out there in that world. From the world. And look at all the restaurants, all the bars. They don't build another bar down there called a boat down there and kept open, I think, today or next week sometime. Where they got all these different kinds of cocktails and all this stuff. Everywhere you go now, bars and stuff is coming up. Restaurants, all those sales, this and everything. And these people just flying to them like nobody's been. And they say, this is what it's like. See, they can't see the real picture. The overall picture, all they can see is not what feel like, what they can see. They got too much stuff in the world to put them to realize that they need to make a change.
That's right.
They said, I said, I won't take nothing from my journey right now.
No.
So I just got to make it to heaven somehow.
That's right.
I'm in this for the long haul.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in this because I want to do 99 hair with you. I want to lay the 100.
That's right, man.
I want to lay the 100.
Yeah.
I made up my mind. I said, God, if you see me going back, take my life. Take the life. Don't let me go back. Please, God, don't let me go back.
Yes, Lord.
I just want to be a for the Lord.
Yes.
I just want to work for him.
Yes.
I just want to be his servant.
Yes.
That's what it's about. You think you have a good time now, but stay in my camp with that venom, with that it work on you all you want. But you know what? In the modern comes another season.
That's right now.
I will go home with you and sweat that and pay for it.
Yes.
I can't, it ain't damn cheap that I'm going to wake up tomorrow.
That's right.
It ain't damn cheap that we're going to wake it outside this year.
That's right.
But you know what?
Great, thank
but
you.
But the only sure thing in our life today, I keep trying to say, is Jesus.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. God is the only sure thing in life.
Yeah.
God is the God word.
Uh-huh.
He made his word.
Yes, he did.
And he's moved it by his spirit.
Yes, he is.
All the words. God is moving by his spirit.
Yes, he is.
Oh, we can't see the forest for the tree.
That's right. That's right.
The forest for the tree. We can't see the tree for the forest.
Okay.
But that is the age of Jesus said, I am the way,
I am
the truth, and the life.
Yes.
Nobody comes to the Father except through me.
Yes.
You can't go down, you can't go up, you can't go over. You got to go ahead and say, men will darken rather than night become a teacher.
Uh-huh.
You don't see people. In the daytime, you say, now you say, be yourself. But just wait till night comes. You ever been in the dark? And when the house is dark, when you go in the house is dark, don't you come to light so you can see?
That's right.
So that's just the way it is. They have the lights out. They know the dark and they can sneak around. And so, Castle still in there. You know, so man gets in and Castle still in there because they don't know that.
Right.
So man takes advantage of it. And men like darkness rather than night because that's when they do their dirt. People do their dirt. Men and women, they do their dirt in the night. So they fail to see. But God is pulling the cover all over. He pulled the cover off. You get me? He's having everything come to the light.
That's right.
He's having the masters and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And these people that's going to go crazy, blood, tears, and all the history, just killing people. Just come on out there, shoot them. Because they don't value their mind.
No.
They definitely don't value your mind.
That's right.
And they ain't scared of the devil himself.
Right.
That is the problem of the whole situation. When we was coming up, we feared God.
Yes, yes.
People don't fear God no more.
That's right.
They don't fear God. They don't fear the lady. They don't fear nobody. They just say they can do anything they want. It is all right, but it's not all right.
All right.
God can be a chance. God can give another chance.
Yes.
But I tell you what, Jesus is on his way back.
Yes, 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 yes.
And if Jesus made that shot, I will be ready to call my name. I don't want him to say, you know, he don't separate yourself. He's going to put the goat on one side and the sheep on one side. And you say, when the people's in church, when you see people doing all this stuff, you say, well, you know what? Say, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Jesus said that the tares and the wheat and the tares were there, and he goes to the separate when he comes back. Don't you separate yourself. Pull up the wheat of the tares, you will pull up the wheat.
Mm-hmm.
That means if you know what, now if you get mad, if you got a friend, say, maybe we all friends, so say, well, I'm going to call that person.
Uh-huh.
See, so if you put that person out, then some other people are going to be all right.
That's right.
So you can't do that. You just have to let them stay in there. He said, I'm going to put the goat on one side, shoes on one side. He's going to say, Lord, I did this, I did this. He's going to say, Lord, I'm going to say, pardon me, I know you not. Your work was a mix. Oh, yeah, you did this. You spoke in my name. You went out and did this. But your work was a mix. It wasn't what you did. It was what motivated you to do what you did.
That's right.
See, only what you do for Christ for man.
That's right.
Only what you do for Christ for man. So if you did something, you do something, if you give me something, and then you tell me, ask me to do something, it'll happen to me. And then I say, well, I don't want to do that. And then you say, well, you know I did this for you, and I did this. Well, then you didn't give it to the glory of God.
That's right, that's right.
Because you didn't glory of God, you ain't going to bring it up.
That's right.
You ain't going to say, well, I did this for you, so you need to do that. Then you didn't give it to the glory of God.
That's right.
So you just wasting your time.
Yeah.
You just wasting your time. You got to do what you do it from your heart.
Yes.
Say, oh, that pure heart shall be God.
Yeah.
We got to have a pure heart. We got to love the family.
Yeah.
Don't care what nobody do to you. You got to love anything. You ain't got to put up with it. Mm-hmm. You ain't got to pay for it. But
right.
You better love everybody.
Yeah.
You can't get to heaven without love. God is love.
Yes, he is.
Remember the